The Democratic governor appeared before college and university officials today in Jefferson City, telling them that the GOP-backed proposal is the single greatest threat to public education he's seen in his career.
$800 million is the equivalent of closing all our prisons, are eliminating the entire Department of Mental Health, are cutting all state support for our public institutions of higher learning. That's everybody in this room.
The governor also directed his budget office to brief reporters today on his objections to the tax cut bill. Backers say it would make Missouri more business-friendly and enable the state to compete with neighboring Kansas and Oklahoma, which recently slashed their tax rates. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.